Kashmir was dead to begin with. There is no doubt whatsoever about that. The register of her burial was signed by the clergyman, the clerk, the ducks, Casey Tony, former governor of Massachusetts Mike Dukakis, and one J.P. Riddles. While he signed it, J.P. Riddles croaked,
"Coco Kashmir is as dead as a doornail."
And dead she was. This must be understood, or nothing wonderful can come from this story that I'm going to relate. It is a bleak, freezing Christmas Eve. We see the tops of buildings capped in ice and with smoke coming from their chimneys. The church bells bring no warmth to the cobblestone streets covered in gray snow. Poor children hold their pet rats with one hand and run alongside a hoop, pushing it every so often with a stick. Even poorer children look on and hope that St. Nicholas will bring them a rat in a hoop of their very own this evening. They cough. We zoom in on a particular dead-end street, the snow flurries whooshing past us. At the end of the street, we see a building with a plaque that reads, J.P. Riddles and Coco Kashmir's Rental Property Business. The second name had been scratched out. It had been scratched out years ago. This building was a real hole in the ground. It was somehow colder inside than it was outside. The candles that lit the business smelled like rotten garbage and created a sickly beige glow across the room, filled with quills, bookkeeping, acorns, blood packets for pranks, backup blood, horse blood, coal, urine puddles, and piles of money that the men who worked there had collected from the helpless tenants across the city. At his desk, scribbling away, was the man whom this cautionary tale is about. J.P. Riddles is a miser, a crook, a curmudgeon, and a nightmare. He was as old as sand and as stubborn as an angry old goat with the facial hair to match. He did experimental surgeries as a hobby, and every time he talked about his teeth, he used air quotes. He always appeared as if he had been lit from below. The shadows cast across his face had no apparent source, and they half revealed the horny scowl that splashed across his face every day. It was clear from the scar in a perfect circle around his neck that his whole head had been inside of a wolf's mouth for several days. His once grand suit and coat were covered in soot and frayed from all the fires he had started. Crumbs from all the bones he had eaten lay on the corners of his mouth and cascaded down his necktie and waistcoat. From far away, his black top hat would appear to have a polka-dotted pattern. Upon closer inspection, it was clear that it was filled with holes. Holes made by the biting bugs who still lived inside. J.P. Riddles hated Christmas. Mostly because he wasn't sure what it was, and he hates being confused. But also because it involved everything he hated most. Merriment, presents, great food, and love. We get a good look at his yellow and red eyes as he says his catchphrase.
Bah, cum jug.
I'm so happy. Write that down, that's your catchphrase.
I don't have to write bah, cum jug.
I am.
You should anyway, just in case. To his right is a ghastly extension of J.P. Riddles. His sidekick, P.J. Skittles. Addle, this is you. P.J. was a raccoon wearing a top hat and a full suit. You would think that would indicate an adorable creature, but he was quite the opposite. This raccoon was a glutton for money, women, attention, booze, and children's tears. He sat next to J.P. Riddles, biting into gold coins to confirm their authenticity, and also because eating money turned him on. We can't stress enough, this is a talking raccoon and not a talking badger. It's different. Shut up. It's different. Leave us alone. It's Christmas. We're trying our best. It's different. Addle, is that good? Does it make sense? It's different? It's not the same?
Oh, yeah, Aaron.
Oh, my God.
Sort of looks like a badger, though. I mean, am I the only one who thinks it? Like, I'm looking at it, and it sort of looks like a badger.
I'm trying my best.
Okay, I'm just saying.
P.J. Skittles looks at us, and he says his catchphrase in anguish.
Sorry, in anguish or in anguish?
Get out.
I speak in English. Bob butt plug.
There you go. Just then, J.P. Riddles' nephew burst through the door cheerfully. He's clean and tall and with great posture and boundless energy. He has a cheery...
Introduce me.
Oh no, he's so horny. He has such a cheery face that you really want to punch it the second you see it. He's carrying a wreath donned with cranberries, oranges, and little gold bells. Merry Christmas, Uncle! And Merry Christmas to you as well, Mr. Skittles.
Ah, JP, is it Christmas or is it Pissmas?
I don't know what either one of those means, so I'll assume it's both. What are you doing in here with your jaunty little smile and your bells and your whistles and your chocolate bells, which are not made of chocolate?
And your jaundiced little smile and your scrappy little shoes. Oh, I'm going to just take a little bite of these shoes.
Oh, brother.
Almost nothing on you's chocolate, boy. What are you doing bothering us?
Again, Uncle, I'm sorry that I am not made of a confectionery sweet, but I just wanted to stop by and give you this wreath and tell you Merry Christmas, even though I know you two are a Scrooge for Christmas.
I can't catch feral cats with this. It's got a big hole in the middle of it. This is useless to me. Bah, cumrug. I throw this right out the window.
Fine, Uncle. I also just... While I was walking up here, I realized this, and I wanted to remind you. Your old business partner, Coco Cashmere, died 7 years ago today. Isn't that wild? Time is flying by very fast.
Every day I remain out of prison is a blessing.
Well, Uncle, horny sidekick, I just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas, and I'll kiss you both on the cheeks. Mwah, mwah,
and I turned my head so you kissed me on the mouth. Ha-ha!
Well, now I smell like cigarettes, and I'll be on my way.
Hold on, hold on. I'm not letting you leave without a kiss on the mouth. I kiss my raccoon on the mouth.
Oh, I'll slip a little tongue. And,
you gotta give him something, because he's so damn horny. Bakum slug! Now you get the heck out of here, boy, and I don't want to see you here, unless it's a work day and you work for me, and then I want to see you here all the time, working away, click-clacking on your little typewriter. In fact, I want a typewriter as well, but one made out of chocolate so I can eat it real slow.
And would it kill you to wear your pants a little lower? Show some skin, baby. I'm a little bandit rat.
He's gone. Their employee, Rob Racket, stands up from his desk.
Ah!
Rob has a sweet face and stands with no confidence. Mr. Riddle, sir,
How long have you been creeping around there?
I came into work early, sir, just as you requested. I've been working away. My fingers are bloody just like you like them. I just wondered maybe because it's...
Work? Wait a second. You don't work at a Benihana, do you?
No, I work for you, sir. I do the books for you. You're a terrible landlord.
Oh, there's blood in my fried rice. Kill him, JP.
All right. Hold on. That's just the way JP orders it. Bloody, extra crispy, no shrimp! And don't you dare flip him into my mouth. What'd you say your name was again?
My name is Rob Racket.
I know your name, Racket.
Over...
I'm talking to my squirrel here.
Oh, my name is PJ Skittles, and blood is human sriracha. Nah, let me taste some shoes.
All right, Rob, you were giving me an apology or something. What's going on?
Oh, I had two small requests, sir. I was wondering if maybe we could put some coal into the fire because it's freezing, and then maybe I could leave a little bit early today, given that it's Christmas Eve.
Oh, you're asking, JP, he wants some Kohl's gift cards? Is that what he said? Throw him in the fire. Throw him in the fire.
Kohl's cash would do just fine.
Kohl's cash spins the same as American green, so let me, hold on, let me open up my pocketbook and slide you over a little Kohl's cash. Here we go, here's a...
Ooh, a little bird flew out. Yep. eat that bird.
Sir, this is a cruel joke. I see with my eyes and my hands that this is toilet paper. I'm sorry for making that request. I shouldn't have done it, sir.
That's as good as gold if you could trade it, right? No, you don't need to worry about it. Just get back to work and work long, hard hours and keep making me my squirrel money, and we'll be right as rain, Ratchet.
Okay, fine, sir. And just one final thing. I would be remiss if I didn't do something truly in the Christmas spirit. I wanted to invite you to my humble home in the poor side of town to eat a Christmas meal with my family tomorrow. Sir, you see, it could be Petite Pete's last Christmas with us.
Ratchet, if I wanted to get tetanus, I would eat the dinner that I'm going to eat tonight anyway.
But sir, he said it that he feels like he's getting stronger every day, but he's a kid and he doesn't realize he's dying. But I understand, sir, you're busy and you don't like Christmas. I just thought I'd extend the invitation.
I'm not going to walk my ass all the way across town just to kill your kid, Ratchet.
That's not what I...
Bob Buttplug.
I'm sorry, Skittles, Riddles, I'll go back to work.
Just then, a small man knocks on the door, wringing his cap in his hands and shaking.
Excuse me, Mr. Reynolds, I was wondering if you could make it an extension on my rent, because it's Christmas, sir. I don't want my 40 children to lose their home on Christmas.
You have 40 children?
Wait, JP, don't do it. He wants to extend rent 528,600 minutes.
I get up my little squirt bottle and I squirt him in the face a couple of times. No singing!
Oh!
No, both of you. I squirt both of you. Ratchet, come here. Pop up. I'm going to squirt you in a little bit, too.
Is that piss and cum? More, please.
It's not water. It's freezing onto my eyelids. Thank you, sir, I guess.
I don't know what it is. I found it under my desk. I assumed it was one of yours. So let me get this straight. You got 40 kids, and yet you don't have enough money to pay rent? Where are these kids working? Any coal mine worth its salt is going to be giving those kids a healthy amount of wages.
Good point, sir. I'm sorry, sir, for wasting your time. I'll be on my way.
Wait, he your left. Kids work in a coal's mine? So they mine like khakis and shit?
Yes.
Kicking the butt?
Ow, my butt! I think that was my butt.
Riddles and Skittles worked late into the night, counting their money and huffing and puffing at anyone they could hear singing or laughing in the distance. By the time they left, everyone in the city was safe in their homes. They grumbled about how everyone who celebrates this holiday should be boiled in their own Christmas pudding. They finally arrived at their nasty home. For just a moment, their door knocker seemed to melt and change into a face. A woman's face.
Tampon thief!
It screeched before it abruptly turned back into the ordinary door knocker it once was. They must have been seeing something.
How much acid did we do at the office today?
I want to say 20 tabs each.
Okay, well then we should be, that should counteract the poison that we ingested this morning. So what we saw can be, it could only be two things, an act of God or an invitation to violence.
It was well below freezing now as they went inside. The home seemed to have been decorated by bombs and termites. A fire roared in the fireplace as they sat in uncomfortable silence, eating their bread that was as hard as a rock and drinking their boiled sewer water.
So, how did I start talking, boss?
Well, that's actually a really good story, PJ Skittles. It all started when I was back in my old business days, when I was trading EpiPens for empties.
Oh.
And one of my EpiPens slipped and it hit a little raccoon in the head. And by God, I thought, well, that guy's dead. He's
my
definitely
dad.
Dead. I'm getting to that. So I took him home, cooked him and ate him, as is my wont to do.
Was my dad good? Tasty?
No! Nothing's tasty for me! Everything needs more salt and I refuse to buy salt. So anyway, I'm on my way back to work the next day and I hear a pathetic little mewing coming from the ground. And I say, oh my God, that raccoon I ate last night has had a baby. And
my
I picked
brother.
Yep, yeah, that was your brother, and he was good eating. But by that time, I was stuffed. I'd eaten a big daddy raccoon, a baby raccoon, and then I got into my office, and who was there? You.
My cousin.
Yes, your cousin, you.
This went on for several more minutes. They sported their matching striped nightgowns and caps and sat as they warmed their chapped hands by the fire, starting to doze. Right as their eyes finally closed, the grandfather clock in their home began to chime. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Just then, their fire blows out and their sewer water spills. Their staircase begins to glow white. A screech can be heard from the bottom of the stairs.
Saved by the Bell?
Oh,
thanks.
That...
All the bells in their home begin to ring at once.
Oh, we are saved by the bell.
It wakes them up with a start. The sound of dragging chains and moaning can be heard from the bottom of the stairs. The men back up against the wall together, shaking in fear.
PJ, did you get me a stripper?
Yes.
Is it my birthday?
Yes, but she got stuck in the chimney, so I thought she died.
Well, if it isn't JP
Gretos and his little raccoon friend PJ Skittles.
I'm drawing a complete blank. Who is this?
It's the knocker.
Ask me who I was, not who I is. In life, I was your business partner, Coco Cashmere. Oh,
blam, yeah. Blam, 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 blam. Tiny gun. Blam, blam, blam.
That's not going to work on me. I'm already dead. And I know what you're thinking. You missed me.
Are you talking to me or the cat?
You. There's no... You mean your raccoon?
That's a raccoon.
JP, are you telling me I worked with you for all those years and you don't miss me even a lick?
You gotta understand something about me. I experience time different than any human being that I've ever known or witnessed in my life. What may have been years for you was just a blip for me. I'm moving through time in a non-linear sphere, you understand?
JP, come too. It's yesterday.
If it's yesterday, I'll come too. And I'll come today, and I'll come every day I'm alive, because I'm JP Riddles. I'm filthy, and I'm nasty, and I'm horny, and I'm sad.
Wait, let me mix all that with some piss and put it in a squirt gun. We're reloaded, baby.
What is it that you want, Coco Cashmere, if that is the name that I remember you saying was your name?
I am here to bring you a final warning. If you do not change, you will end up like me, in hell for being annoying.
I was going to go to hell for lots of other stuff. So you're saying I can get a lighter sentence where I go to hell for just being annoying?
Exactly. It's okay. Too late for me, but I have come here for the sake of you, Riddles and Skittles. As part of my penance, I have been sent to warn you.
Warn me of what?
Well, there will be three ghosts. Spirits, guides, who visit you tonight.
Nine creatures?
No, I'm sorry. It's three total. That was misleading. I see that now.
Because you said three ghosts, three spirits.
I Skittles, good note. I'm telling you, I'm taking the note, okay? You don't need to double or triple down.
Blam, blam, blam.
That piss can't hurt me now, baby.
All right. So there's nine ghosts.
Three ghosts. Expect the first one tonight when the bell tolls
one. Oh, you.
One.
It's
no,
you.
Not me. I know. This is
then
so misleading.
Then there's four ghosts. Wait, if you're dead and our piss and cum can't hurt you, then there's four ghosts including you. This is a riddle.
I hear you. I'm taking the note and I'm moving forward.
No, my
four
note is...
Four ghosts total.
My, no, no, sorry, sweetie. My note is, I'm up here. No, close enough.
Expect the first tonight when the bell tolls one. I know what you're thinking. Can they all come at once? But it's actually only... There's only one Aaron doing the voice, so it'd be too complicated. Expect the second at the stroke of two.
What I was actually thinking was, what's the difference between chili and stew? Because I ate squirrel one of those things tonight, and it's coming up. So I need to give people a warning when it does. You're about to get squirrel... And then squirrel, it's either chili or stew. Either way, to the people in the room, it might get on you.
Thank you for the warning. The third ghost will be here whenever the hell it wants.
Oh, it's like the RCN guy. Like, we got to sit around and wait for this motherfucker?
Exactly. When I hope you are ready to be visited by these spirits, they will help you change if... You so want to. Be ready when the bell tolls one! When the bell tolls one! I'm getting dragged back to hell!
Hey, if you're going to stay here, can you clean up some of the shit around? I mean, it just everybody does their part in the house. That's
I don't have a choice. I'm being dragged by these chains. I love you!
Oh, she's getting dragged. She's all those demons are fucking tearing her apart, talking about her looks and how dumb she is. She's getting dragged.
Wow, she got red.
JP, what are we going to do? We gotta get rid of these ghosts. Should we get like a Ouija board and trap them inside a crystal or something? Shoot them into the sun? Or maybe we play dead. Let me get some baking powder.
Wait,
some on me, dump some on you.
PJ,
and now we're
PJ, don't tell me you were listening. PJ, what's my number one rule if you want to run with me?
Don't listen when women talk.
That's internalized. That's a rule that maybe has been casually implied, but never something that I put down in writing.
JP and PJ, in a daze, walked into their bedroom, pulled back the curtain of their four-post bed, and got in. There was no mattress.
It was a window! It was a window! All right, let's get back in the house, climb back up the stairs. Watch out for that, because that looks like a bed. It was a window. It's a two-floor. That's a window.
They finally found their bed. They pulled back the curtain.
Ah, now I didn't know.
All right. Sorry, I got too close to the curtain when I pulled it back. Let me just climb back inside the house, okay? Sorry about that pause.
This time for real.
PJ, what happened was you pulled back the bed curtain, got surprised, went backwards right out the window. I keep saying we should put the bed in the bathroom because there ain't no windows in there.
Let's put the bed at the bottom of the window.
Oh, PJ, what a perfect idea. We drag the bed outside of the house, put it at the bottom, downstairs, underneath the window.
We climb back upstairs, we go to the curtains, we open the curtains, we jump out the window, we fall on the ground. We scooch the bed closer to the window.
We overshot it.
We got it this time.
Finally, after an hour of this, the men climbed into their bed in their bedroom. There's no mattress, but that's how they like it because they're freaks, and they soon fell asleep.
Let me just put a feather above my mouth while I fall asleep.
Yoink, and that's a good feather.
The bell tolled one, as it always does. Boing. Well, Casey actually would probably do a better job at that sound. Ignore me. A glittery glow came through the window and fell to the floor. A very pale woman with sunken eyes, think Aaron Keefe, but like, whatever, but more of like a ghost, in a white dress appeared. Hello. Hi.
Hey, lady, you're up in the room. We're down here outside on the ground.
Oh, God. Okay. And she helps them. It's like 15 minutes of her helping them drag the mattress back up the stairs, resetting up. She brushes off her legs and goes, okay.
Somebody broke in and did that.
Hello.
As promised, here's some beer and pizza.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Sometimes having a truck, it just feels like a lot of the helping my friends move falls on me.
No. Why else would you have a truck in the city if you don't want to help your friends move?
I go camping. It doesn't matter. Hello. I am the ghost of Christmas past. I am not sick. This is just my vibe in my face. Not sick. I'm not even a little sick. It's Christmas and I'm trying my best.
Are you sure? You always talk about being sick.
The lady doth protest too much.
Skittles and riddles, I am taking you back to the past. I know it may be hard, but there is nothing we can change when we go back there. We are just there to observe. The ghost
I'll try anyway. Nothing's going to stop me from trying to change stuff in the past.
How much is this going to cost?
The ghost grabs their hands and immediately they beam out the window and start soaring over the city.
Holy shit, I'm flying!
They seem to go for hours and hours, racing over treetops violently. And I mean violently, hitting every single tree they pass. Until they land with a thud in the daylight of a small town. Do you know where you are, Riddles and Skittles? Do you recognize this place?
No, but if you touch both our hands, you definitely have sepsis right now. So just so you know, you might want to get that checked out. Where are we, ghost?
They see a small schoolhouse, very sweetly decorated, filled with red-cheeked children ready for the holidays.
The kids are sick too. They got red cheeks.
Across the street from there is a schoolhouse for raccoons.
Oh.
The ghost brings Skittles and Riddles over to that school, and they stare in the window. A tiny J.P. Riddles scribbles the words to the first ever Swan Lumps. Swan Lumps 1, a boy who had a dream. He smiled and looked over at his tiny friend, P.J. Skittles, who was excitedly illustrating the drawings for his friend's story.
Who the fuck is that kid with all those teeth?
He's beautiful.
That's you.
That's me.
Riddles, don't you recognize yourself? And the little raccoon next to him is you, P.J. Skittles.
If I kill him, I'll get all his strength. I lunge at him and like try to grasp his neck, but my hands just keep, what's going on? Am I asleep? Am I cursed?
And I'm going to push a rock. Yeah, I can move a rock. And I pick up the rock and I smash out all this kid's teeth. There you go, boss.
Ooh, shoot. Ah, you're not supposed to be able to do that. Ah, okay. That's fine. That's probably won't make a huge difference. It's fine.
Now you got NFTs. No fucking teeth.
I never mentioned this, but that happened to me. I was at school as a young boy, and a ghost rock smashed out all my teeth.
Well, now what's happened to you?
Don't worry. They grew back.
Where?
The school bell rings, and the boy and the raccoon rush out of the school and into the snow, excited that they finished their first story. The kids from the other school make a semicircle around them before they have time to notice.
You are both freaks! J.P. Riddles and P.J. Skittles. Why do you go to the raccoon school when you're a person? You're so embarrassing. Both of you will always be freaks. You'll never be normal.
Please, other children, please stop picking on us. I am P.J. Skittles and my best friend J.P. We're just trying to learn together. That's why he's in this schoolhouse with me, is so we can learn together.
And that's not my thing.
Oh, just to translate to you guys, he just said a ghost just knocked out all of my teeth. That's what
I said. A rock knocked out all of my teeth.
Okay, well, look who's lost in translation now.
They punch PJ in the face and shove JP Riddles into a freezing cold puddle. The copy of Swan Lumps that had taken them hours to write and illustrate landed in the puddle with him. The normal boys ran away laughing, leaving them broken and bloodied in the snow.
Wait, normal boys? What does that make us?
The ink on the Swan Lumps book began to smear. The D melted into an S, and the title of the book now read, Swan Lumps 1, A Boy Who Had a Scream. J.P. Riddles, you don't have to laugh at that at all, it's not that good. J.P. Riddles and P.J. Skittles screamed and horny scowled for the first time.
Oh.
The ghost grabbed both of their hands and they moved through time again. J.P. Riddles, now a young man, stares across the dance floor at a beautiful young woman. PJ Skittles circles the dance floor as well, making eyes at a fluffy white cat that belonged to the object of JP Riddle's affection. They were both dressed in red dresses and hooped skirts, wearing ornate hats.
Oh, I look beautiful in that red dress.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry. Yeah, you're right. All four of them are wearing red dresses and hooped skirts.
Thank you.
I remember that dress.
And wearing ornate hats. The woman had cascading brown curls and a warm face.
Hot face.
She had a type, and her type was men who looked like goats. The woman rolls her eyes and runs across the room and throws herself into J.P. Riddles' arms, greeting him with a kiss. The cat runs to P.J. Skittles, and they start having sex, or whatever.
Oh, J.P., you came! I didn't think you'd make it to my father's Christmas
no,
Eve
I didn't.
Party! Oh, no, silly boy, I'm not talking about that. I mean, you arrived
good,
here.
Good, because this dress is a rental.
JP, you're so funny. I'm so happy you made it to my father's Christmas Eve party because you said you'd be working late. Oh, hello, PJ as well. Misty missed you very, very much.
Ah, sorry, busy right now. Can't talk. Gotta eat trash.
No. That's my mistake. See, I said I was going to be working later. I got to go into work in about 4 hours.
Oh, no. I thought you could maybe take off the day for Christmas, even though you don't care about Christmas and you don't like it.
I'm sorry, but this is one of the best days of the year for stealing hubcaps off police cars.
Well, don't you care about me, JP? I care about Christmas, and you care about me. Please don't go to work. Meow, please don't go, PJ Skittles. Yeah, please don't leave us.
Look.
Your lips taste like Chex Mix. Nom, 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 nom.
What was the one thing, the very first thing that I told you when you met me? I need
you're
a doctor.
You're never going to show up and you're terrible.
The next thing. I told you who I was the moment you met me. So you can either take me for me, a person who doesn't really care about you, or you can leave me, which will also be fine with me because I don't really care about you.
Well, all right, JP. Go off to work and make your choices and may you be happy in the life that you've chosen.
The ghost shows them several years passing until J.P. Riddles walks by the party and sees his love engaged to someone else, dancing in circles around and around the dance floor, laughing and smiling. He had missed far too many Christmases, and she couldn't wait for him any longer. Misty the cat was dancing with a very handsome dog dressed in his finest suit.
And I scoot a little rock, and I pick up the rock, and I crush the dog.
Gosh, I'm going to get fired. Please
sorry,
stop
I carried
knocking
the rock over from the school.
I know, please don't do that. I'm sorry, I really, oof, don't, no more.
It's actually okay. That really happened. That really happened.
Well, now it has.
Ghost, can I ask a question?
Yes.
So far we've met you. We saw Coco. There was the kids. There was past us. There's all these other people. So that's like 48 ghosts.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, you're going to be a stickler for this, aren't you?
Mm.
Wait, all of these are ghosts?
Well, they're memories from the past. Doesn't it make you sad to see one of the biggest mistakes of your life played out again? You let your love go. You lost your love, both of you.
Again, I experience time in a non-linear fashion, so I'm always living in this moment.
Well, all right. The ghost grabs their hand one final time and they're...
Wait, hold on. You don't take us away just on the sad part. I mean, look at my big pile of hubcaps. You think I could have gotten this big pile of hubcaps from dancing at a little Christmas party? No way.
It appears you've missed the point. The ghost grabs their hand one final time and their surroundings fade back.
Ah, the point! Fisherman's Point, the best place to steal hubcaps in town. Ghost, why didn't I think of that?
The ghost grabs their hand one final time.
No, I grab your hand.
Oh my gosh, and their surroundings fade back into their bed with no mattress inside of their home. Was it real? Was it a dream? Before they could suss it out, the bell chimed two. The walls of their bedroom began to fade and they found themselves in a lavish room with gold chandeliers holding glistening candles. Crystals dripped from the ceiling, and there was a large table covered in the
crystals are dripping?
You get it. Crystals dripped from the ceiling, and there was a large table covered with the fixings of a magnificent feast. The room was warm and overwhelming, and honestly kind of tacky. Like, a bit too much, for sure. Sitting at the table was a man four times the size of a regular man. He wore a lavish green robe in a crown of mistletoe because he was kind of a pervert. Come in and know me better, man. I am the ghost of Christmas present.
Nice to meet you, God.
Just so you know, God, I didn't order any of this. So if this is a split the check three-way sort of thing, we're not going for it.
What if I covered
on my credit card?
To be fair,
you ate most of the wings.
What if I covered on my credit card and then you... Venmo me so I get the points.
No, because
no.
You get... No.
Plus, I don't have Venmo anymore. I only have a Cash App.
I'll take Cash App. Just pay for what you eat, and then
I've got Cash Asp. It's a snake that holds all my cash, and I don't know where that guy is.
And I have Zelle.
Well, we'll figure this out later. For now, let us speak of the present. Oh!
We didn't get you anything.
What do you want, God?
I'm not God. I am the ghost of Christmas present. And let's experience the present, which is actually sort of the future in the book, which makes no sense. But I swear it's gonna be good and make sense. They take his hand and they walk through the streets. Everyone is brimming with Christmas spirit, buying fruits, hugging loved ones, and holding brown packages under their arms.
I'm sorry, you said we're rimming with Christmas spirit? Now we're talking.
No. They're brimming with Christmas spirits. They're all drunk on gin.
Ah.
The small man with his 40 children sit huddled on the sidewalk, sharing a single apple, but with Christmas hope in their eyes.
Grab that apple to smash out some of the kids' teeth.
Oh my gosh. I was warned about you, and I still let you grab something. It's given and warmed by the fire. It's true wherever you find love. It feels like Christmas. It is the season of the spirit. The message, if you hear it. And he sings through the town.
He's reading the lyrics off his hand. He wrote them down.
It lasts all year. It smudged a little. Fuck.
He's reading them off my hand. That's my hand. Give me that hand back.
Sorry.
By the way, you have sepsis.
Oh, God. Well... They walk past J.P. Riddles' nephew's house. He is hosting a party and all the guests are laughing hysterically inside.
What are those little pig fucks laughing at? Let's go steal their jokes.
Noting Skittles and Riddles' curiosity, the ghost brings them into the party where the guests were in the middle of a rousing game of I Heard. I heard that J.P. Riddles has that fork in his neck on purpose.
I heard he sewed up his butthole so he could pee out his poop.
I heard he can't wear shoes because he's got too many fingers down there.
I heard J.P. Riddles has blood that is technically moonshine, and the moonshine he sells is technically blood.
I heard his brain is just a bag of sun chips.
I heard when he sleeps, he mouths the words to Eve 6 Heart in a Blender over and over again.
I heard when he sleeps, he always talks and it's always about trickle-down economics.
I heard he is the Louisiana Purchase.
I heard there's a direct link between him and the pterodactyl.
I heard P.J. Skittles, his raccoon, lived inside J.P.'s butthole for an entire year. He liked to rearrange his organs when he felt like he needed a refresh of the space.
Yes, I heard that raccoon's favorite letter of the alphabet is moist panties.
I heard the new Ariana Grande. Pretty good. Hoping to change the conversation.
Oh, do you have a copy of it? Do you have a copy of it?
Do I have a copy of it? It's a song.
I heard J.P. Riddles is really 1,000 tiny J.P. Riddles in a normal-sized J.P. Riddles suit.
I heard P.J. Skittles taught J.P. Riddles how to masturbate.
I heard P.J. Skittles jumps on company when they come over.
I heard J.P. Riddles walked out of the movie Fried Green Tomatoes.
I heard P.J. Skittles hates butterflies.
I heard J.P. Riddles hates butterfingers.
I heard P.J. Skittles gives his improv teammates notes and crabs. I heard J.P. Riddles brushes his teeth with piss.
I heard J.P. Riddles can jump up to hell.
I heard J.P. Riddles wet Willie the priest.
I heard J.P. Riddles co-created jazz with Ryan Gosling.
I heard J.P. Riddles eats orphans' hats and mittens.
I heard that J.P. Riddles guy ain't so bad.
J.P. Riddles.
They can't hear you.
They couldn't even hear that one?
Nope. And I heard J.P. Riddles is the kind of guy to laugh at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean. You soon will.
Enough, Spirit. Why are you showing me this?
Does it make you angry and sad?
Wait, can you say that again, but say it like a British accent? And say horny instead of angry?
You're a pervert just like me.
The party fades away and they're walking through a very humble corner of the town.
Do you know where we are? Riddles, Skittles? This is the home of Rob Racket, his wife, and his children.
Bah, come mug. Why have you brought me here, Spirit?
Bah, butt plug. This guy lives in fucking shit town.
And they are having a very humble Christmas indeed. Their Christmas tree is a single branch from a tree leaned against the wall with a broken ornament hanging from it, and their mashed potatoes are imaginary.
I mean, branches are free. What are they doing? That's the one thing they didn't have to cut corners on. Sorry, I had to say it.
A bright-eyed Petite Pete sits at the table. His bright eyes can barely be seen over the table because he's so very small. He coughs and clumsily stumbles his way through Christmas carols.
Here we come, a waltzing, a laughing to me. We're saying that I'm winning, and then he'll be green.
His family looks upon him beaming. He's the favorite, and the other kids know it, but he's also sick, so they don't say anything.
Ghost, can I ask a question? Why does the kid sing the songs when he doesn't know all the lyrics? Like, he kind of half sings?
Well, at least he knows the melody, and that's more than some people can say.
But why start the song if you don't know the lyrics? Like, it just reminds me of someone. Like, why start the song if you don't know all the lyrics?
It is the season of the and then we go and hear it.
I'll be honest, for somebody with such bright eyes, he's no Connor Obers.
Well, wait, now I want to try. Her love is like water.
It seems like you don't know the words.
Lightning
and running through the tall grass. Falling, hit me, and everything is me. J.P. Riddles.
Riddles, Skittles, this is Petite Pete's last Christmas if nothing were to change. If you continue on as you are, paying Rob Racket such a small wage,
yes,
he won't be able to afford to keep him alive.
That choice.
Want to see something really sad? This is next Christmas if you continue to be a dick.
He snaps his fingers.
This is the same Christmas.
Oop, I didn't... Okay, I'm going to try a wave of my hand.
The room faded to next year's Christmas. A tiny crutch leans against the wall. The whole family eats their turkey bone soup and cries.
Oh my God! Petite Pete turned into a crutch and J.P. Riddles just threw him out the window!
Oh, why did we not put the feature on that you couldn't change things? Oh, we're so fired.
It seems like we can manipulate bigger and bigger objects as we go.
We're getting stronger.
We're getting stronger.
Bah, butt plug.
Rob Brackett's wife stands up from the table and says, This is J.P. Riddles and P.J. Skittles' fault. There have never been such stingy, odious, wretched, stinky, stinky, stinky creatures. They made our Christmas whatever the opposite of merry is. These two are pure evil, and they will probably end up in chains in hell with Coco Cashmere if they don't change by the end of the episode.
I don't know. That sounds like defamation. Get ready to lose your house, motherfucker.
She winks at the ghost of Christmas present, and he winks back.
They're fucking.
Uh-oh.
No, definitely not. She just is helping me with my job.
Shut up.
You're fingering her right now.
Come in and know me better, man.
What a pickup line.
That's what she said to me. Anyways,
he grabs Skittles and hit Riddles, and they whoosh through space and time. Again.
Damn God, get it, God.
Again, Skittles and Riddles end up in their cold bedroom. Before they can suss out if that too had been a dream, the bell chimed whatever the hell it wanted. Didn't matter what time it was, the future shows up whenever it wants. This time, it got very, very cold. Day after tomorrow cold. Holding ice cream with your bare hands cold. Spiders began crawling down the walls. This time, they weren't here for a good time. They could hear the dripping of water. It echoed like they were in a cave. A shadowy figure in a black cloak began to float toward them. Holy shit, this guy is actually scary.
Oh, it's a Death Eater, JP. It's a Death Eater.
He doesn't.
That's my cloak.
He doesn't.
You get that cloak in my office? Let me see the tag.
He didn't make a sound, didn't say one word. It turned into a game of hellish charades.
Okay, let's see here. Four words.
First word
sounds like, okay, arms stretched out. Creed, lead singer from Creed. Arms wide open.
Scott Stapp.
Flexing. A cross? Cross. Christ. Okay, Christ. Second syllable, first word. Sounds like, okay, cancer?
Okay.
No, lump. Some sort of cancerous mole. A mass? A mass. Christ mass.
That's the first word?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you switched it.
Yeah.
That's the last word.
Mm.
You can't say no. That's not charades.
I'm the ghost of Christmas future, and I'm here to show you your future.
Okay, first word sounds like...
The ghost of Christmas future. So it was five words. Look, buddy, what's your deal, okay? We don't got all night.
Just give us the cloak back.
Everybody leaves. You leave naked, obviously, because you stole that cloak from me.
We don't want to brag, but we're kind of close to God now, so unless you want to get smited.
The shadowy figure nods his head no, and the men are pushed forward into the fog. Riddles and Skittles stand hand in hand in front of two gravestones. One that read, "Here lies P.J. Skittles. He was a very horny raccoon."
Hey, you said I was the only P.J. Skittles, you fucking liar.
No, I said you were the only living P.J. Skittles. There's been a lot of you little motherfuckers. You think that same raccoon that we saw all through the years has been you? Raccoons only live 4 years.
Aww.
The ghost of Christmas future puts his hand over his head. He has a migraine because they're not getting that these are their graves. The other reads, J.P. Riddles. The demon finally died. Please, God, don't let him come back.
Look, if Richard Nixon couldn't kill me with 4 sniper bullets, I'm pretty sure nothing's going to be able to take me out.
Everything was overgrown and covered in cobwebs. No one had ever come to leave flowers. No one came to the funeral. Lightning strikes and reveals the sad scene in front of them.
An old mother dies. That's the song I was singing earlier. Live.
Yeah, Placenta falls to the floor. That's the next line of that song.
And I think dolphins cry? No, different mm-hmm. song, different song.
So are they sad or...
bored.
Yeah, this sucks. Why take us to a graveyard? Look, across the street, there's a Dave & Buster's.
Oh, let's go.
Take us over there, ghost. I got coupons.
They have Big Game Hunter?
Wait a second, PJ.
Yeah?
I see what's going on here.
Yeah.
All these ghosts have been pulling our puds all across town, just trying to get us to realize that if we change our quote-unquote teeth, then we will get to go to, like, heaven or whatever, and we won't end up here in a graveyard where nobody cares about us.
Yeah, we have to make changes. We have to take responsibility. I have to not kill that butterfly that was flapping its wings in the office, mm-hmm. and therefore, we change our futures for the better.
So what, I give Rob Ratchet a couple of extra dimes, his sick kid gets to live another day. I go back in time, I smooch the hell out of that hot lady dancing. I take care of her current husband, whoever that guy, poor schmuck might be, but he didn't look too strong. I doubt his constitution could take a handshake of my sepsis.
You kiss the lady dancing, and I'm going to kiss the lady dancing, which is Ted dancing in drag.
Yeah. Ooh, now you're speaking my tune.
Cheers.
Uh-huh.
The raccoon and the man wake up with a start. It is Christmas morning, and there's fresh snow on the ground. The sun has made an appearance and is making the entire...
Get out of here. You're not mine. I told you you're not mine. I adopted you, and then I got bored of you, and I left you on a doorstep. Scram!
I'm Googling how to fire a friend when you're not technically his boss. Oh, it doesn't work. It's not working. The sun has made an appearance and is making the entire city glitter and glow. You can hear children laughing in the street. They are back in the present in their bed.
Oh.
They bound from their bed and fling open the window. They look down to the street below and see a boy pulling his sled. They yell down.
You there, boy, pulling your sled. What day is it?
Why, it's Christmas Day.
Wait.
Well, if anything, it's Christmas morning.
We had a normal night. Wait, yeah. What time is it?
Why, it's 8 a.m.
8 a.m.? I'm going back to bed.
What year?
Fuck this.
What year is it?
18... I don't know.
Then there's still time.
Wait, PJ, you know what this means?
No.
Last night, when we were getting visited by all those ghosts...
And God.
If it truly happened, if one of us had been smart enough to bring a little cup with him, he could have scooped all those ghosts into a cup...
And J.P. Riddles pulls his hand into frame, and you see he's got his dirty little hand over a cup, and there's three ghosts swirling around in the cup.
And he could have captured all those ghosts, so him and his friend P.J. Skittles could drink a big ghost smoothie this morning. Ghost smoothie!
The Racketts had a sparse meal that day, and Petite Pete died the following year. Nothing changed. J.P. Riddles would live another 1,000 years with his sidekick, P.J. Skittles, by his side. May J.P. Riddles bless us, one and all. Neptune and Merry Christmas. We hope it's cozy and the ghosts that visit you tonight aren't that scary. And may you make a smoothie of them in the morning if you can catch them in your dirty little cup. Goodbye.
Wait. Ghost. One last thing.
Aaron. What? Aaron Addle.
What's your name?
Aaron.
What is it?
Your name's Aaron Addle?
Aaron the side of Addle. I gotta ask, Ghost, one last thing before you get dragged back to hell for good. What does it say on Petite Pete's grave? Does it say, like, bitch or something? What does it say?
Here lies a very sweet little boy that could have been saved if J.P. Riddles had been nice.
And on the back, there's a little sign that says, stop peeing here. We have security cameras.
Merry Christmas!
I drank the ghost and I pee on that little boy's grave because he pissed me off one time. And I'm J.P. Riddles. I'll live for 1,000 years because I'm king of hell. Just send me to hell. I'll go down there with Rob Ratchet. I'll eat his dick off and I'll spit it into his own face. I'll kiss that woman for my dreams. And I got tons of little raccoon friends. And oh, guess what? All those kids that were mean to me, they all grew up to pump my gas. That's right. They're all working at one gas station and they're all pumping my gas in my huge H3 Hummer. It's got 4 different gas
JP,
spots.
JP.
Huh?
Can I have your tickets? Can I have your Dave and Buster tickets?
Yeah, absolutely. Here you go.
I found something.
Have fun.
I found something.
Have fun.
Thank you.